This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. This week, the wearable tech company Pebble launched its App Store, offering downloads like Yelp notifications that will appear on your smartwatch. But there's a problem. Battery life. As wearable technology grows, our battery power will need to grow as well. Let's ask our friend at CNET, Lindsay Turrentine, about this. Lindsay, how are you?
It's going really well, thank you.
This is still early days of wearable development, but there's still some hurdles when it comes to battery life.
That's right. I mean, the Pebble Steel has a pretty good battery life for a piece of wearable technology.
Okay.
Lasts about 3 or 4 days.
That's not bad.
But compare that to your actual watch. That Rolex, I don't know, 2 years?
Yeah, that Rolex I own. Absolutely. Where might we see some innovation here?
There's a lot of talk about solar energy being brought in through device displays. So imagine a smartwatch with a display that actually also acts as a solar panel. And also the sort of old, now kind of old-fashioned idea of using the kinetic energy from your movement to load a battery.
So until we get past this moment and actually get to a place where some of the stuff does charge through kinetic energy or solar power, we're kind of stuck where we are.
We'll still be plugging in every 3 days or so, unless we want to wear a huge wearable device with a giant battery, which nobody really does. And for a phone to essentially live on your wrist or in your glasses, it's going to need to last a lot longer with a lot more power.
We'll have to see how all this plays out over the next few years. Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief of reviews at CNET. Lindsay, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.